Yeah, Mums.
Thank you. Thank you, Nick. I heard some like grunting over there too. Was that you, Lily? Sorry, I forgot that. Hi, kia ora everybody. My name is Manawa, as you all know. I want to kind of just get a little bit of a vibe for who's in the room today, because we're actually going to spend the rest of the afternoon doing some work, which I think this is the right group of people, right? We're doers. We don't like sending 4-hour meetings like Mark said. We like to get down to it. So we're gonna shift gear a little bit this afternoon. We're gonna get into looking at our own ideas and our own projects that we're working on and our own stories, and hopefully we can do something that's gonna be actually really practically helpful for you as well. So kinda get into that mode right now. But what I just wanted to find out is how many people in this room, if you just chuck your hand up, that you work on an initiative that your church runs, or on an initiative within your church. Chuck your hand up if that's you. Oh, yeah. Not bad. All right, hands back down. Put your hand up if you work on a community initiative outside of the church. Wow, about the same amount. And for those of you that didn't put your hand up, yell out why you're here. Anyone? To get some ideas, there you go. This guy wants to copy your model, so go see him. Anyone else? Free lunch tomorrow? All right. We'll teach you how to communicate that clearly. Any other reasons you're here? Anyone got an idea, got a God dream within them, and they're not quite sure where to go with it? Yeah, we've got a few out there. That's cool. Okay, so I want you to think about that today. I think first and foremost, for people that have got a dream, and it's a little bit, what am I going to do? I'm a little bit nervous. I don't know if I can do this. Think about that as you do this. So as we go through today, I want you to put central within your mind a project that you're really passionate about, a project that you're thinking of, and apply that to everything that we talk about and go through today. Before we get started, we've got these, apparently they were double-sided A3s, but looks like they've multiplied. Jesus must have touched them, because now there's three single-sided A3s, so that's pretty cool. And actually, the first two pages are just one page, but we'll make it work. So when I refer to the front page, it could be the first or second page. I'll help you out, but I just wanted to clarify that. If it's confusing to you, it's a bit confusing to me too, but we'll figure it out. We'll get through it together. Is that good? We also have a whole lot of felt pens. Thank you, Sam. If you need a pen, chuck your hand up. Or if you need a colourful pen, chuck your hand up, because felt tips are better when you're being creative. Cool? All right. So today I'm going to talk about your story is your strategy. Shh, man. Everyone who needs a pen, you don't have to talk. Your story is your strategy. And I guess coming off the back of what Nick has been talking about and Pastor Scott has been talking about with the role that I've played in Life Community Trust, Life Centre Trust, Life Community Department, is looking at how, like, what has been amazing about working with this team is that most people know that Life has done some incredible things within the community. And when I came in and I got the opportunity to have a look a little bit deeper, I was actually blown away by the magnitude of what we were doing and the difference between what we were doing and what people knew we were doing. And that was the thing that really, really gets to me. I have a background in, actually the only qualification I have is in photography. I love photography. I love capturing what people do. I love telling stories through photography. I then also have worked, volunteered for years and years as a youth leader here at Life, and then as an intern in the youth department, and then on staff in the youth department. So I've worked with young people for seems like forever. I then have a bit of a background in community development and worked with Auckland Council for about 5 years working in community development, and then I finally got the guts to step out on my own along with one of my really good friends, the other Bob just sitting over there, to start our own business and start looking at how to tell stories strategically and how to help people, particularly people like us. Like Pastor Scott said a little bit earlier, we can be a little bit weird, a little bit interesting. I like to say that we lead with the heart, not necessarily the head. And I must point out, Pastor Mark, when he was talking, you can tell he's a head man because everything was super clear. But generally, people that lead with the heart have a real struggle to communicate what we're doing to people that lead with the head. And people who allocate funding lead with the head. So we need people who lead with the head to understand what people who lead with the heart are doing. And that gap is essentially what I focus on and bring all of my skill sets together. So this sheet here that I have is literally the sheet that we use when we work with clients one-on-one. It has, from what I've experienced, it boils it right down to the main things, the main questions that organizations need to ask themselves when they're developing a business. So your story and your strategy essentially are the same two things. If you're going to put effort into telling your story, tell your story in a way that helps you achieve your goals. Everything that you do, every resource that you put into telling your story should strategically align to where you want to head as an organization. It's really, really important. So we are going to get straight into it. The first point that I want to make is when you want to tell your story, you need to clarify it. Can you tell the story of what you do in 60 seconds or less? Yes or no? Yeah. I'll take that as a, I don't know. One tool that I use, that I stole it off someone else, like we said, you don't need to reinvent the wheel at all. A guy called Simon Sinek coined this thing called the golden circle, the why, how, what, and we use it all the time. It's really, really cool. Whoa, watch out for that. So why? Now remember, now start thinking about your project, start thinking about your initiative. Why is it that you do what you do? Like, what's the big picture? What's the big problem you're trying to solve? What's the bigger vision that you have? And when you start to think about that and articulate that, the next step is then to think, well, how do I believe that I can approach that? How, if the big vision is here, how am I going to get there? What's the avenue that I'm going to take? What's the process that I'm going to take? What's my approach to solving this problem? Then the third step is the what. What's the practical, the physical things? A lot of people will chuck the what at the why. But the what is essentially the program. The what is the domestic violence packs. That's the product that comes at the end of the purpose. And I'll show you a couple of examples. Now this is how I've started to describe what our business does, because our business is so confusing to a lot of people. So this is an example for us. So Bob and Bob Creative exists to encourage people to fulfill their potential, to be creative, to find the creativity within them. We do that by developing creative enterprises that foster creativity and entrepreneurship, and we particularly focus in South Auckland because that's where we're located. So far, we've developed a content creation agency, a group of young Māori and Pacific rangatahi, or young people who are into the creative sector, and we've started a social entrepreneurship consultancy services, currently working with about three different community organisations, helping them develop their concept. So really quickly, like, I can now describe to anyone what my business is, and that was less than 60 seconds, eh? And I'll tell you what, I'll give you a little secret, that took me 2.5 years. So don't feel too much pressure to have to get there real quickly. I'll show you, this is what we've been able to do with Life Centre Trust. So Life Centre Trust exists to bring help and hope for generations, helping people face challenges by walking alongside them until hope is restored. That's our big reason why we do what we do. How do we do that? We operate and support impacting initiatives, we mobilise volunteers, we forge meaningful partnerships, and we invest resources, aka products, time, finances. What do we actually do? We have four large initiatives. These are Christmas Box, Red Frog, Soup Kitchen, and CAP. We have 7 local initiatives and 2 services funded by government funding. Real clear, real concise. Hopefully after that, the person you're talking to is like, tell me a little bit more about that. So what we're going to do now is you're going to have a turn. So take, on the back or the last page, there's a little scribble on the top left called the golden circle, the why, how, what. Use all of that space underneath. Use as much space as you need. I'm going to give you 5 minutes. Do it in team if you want, if you've got people beside you that are on your initiative with you. But have a go at picking out the why, the how, and the what. You got 5 minutes from now. I'll put that back up there in case you need to have a look.
Dark. Hide away, they say, 'cause we don't want such a broken heart. I've learned to be ashamed of all my scars. Run away, they say, no one will love you as you are. But I won't let them break me down to dust. I know that there's a place for us, for we are glorious. When the sharpest words wanna cut me down, I'm gonna send a flood, gonna drown them out. I am brave, I am bruised, I am who I'm meant to be. This is me. Look out, cause here I come. Too fast to prepare for this. Tripping in the world could be dangerous. Everybody circling as vultures. Negative, nepotist. Everybody waiting for the fall of man. Everybody praying for the end of times. Everybody hoping they could be the one. I was born to run, I was born for this.
Whip, whip, run me like a racehorse. Pull me like a ripcord. Break me down and build me up. I wanna be the slip, slip. Word upon your lip, lip. Better that you rip, rip. Break me down and build me up. Whatever it takes.
Okay guys, start wrapping up your idea now. Don't worry, you can take that home and keep working on it. that was awesome to see so many people get into it. Who found that helpful? Yeah, cool. It was good to see one head down. Who was just doodling other than Nick? I'll just stop my timer. That was bang on 5 minutes. Well done, guys. So we're going to move on to the next exercise. I'm not going to dwell on it too much. I will tell you, though, I did a golden circle example with one of my good friends who's just trying to start up a who's trying to start up a business, and we chucked it on our Facebook page. Quite a few people have had a look at it. So if you're interested, our Bob and Bob Facebook page, we've got this one up. It's called Clarify Your Idea for Golden Circle. It's pretty rugged. We're just sitting at home. You can see the laundry hanging at the back, but it's cool. We keep it real. Okay, we're moving on to number two. So the first thing is to clarify your idea. The simpler, most clear way that you can communicate your idea, the better. You want to spark someone's interest. You don't want to bore them to death with a 20-minute story of what's going on. You want them to want that. So number two is your goals. Put purpose into your story. Don't just be robotic. So many times I engage with potential clients who have already decided what it is they want to do as far as storytelling goes, whether that's a newsletter or a website or some flyers or a business card. And I always try and, if I can, bring them back to have a bit more of a strategic think about what they're trying to achieve. Like I said before, every piece of resource you put into this should be on purpose to help you get to where you want to go. So as an organization, I'm pretty sure that we all have goals that we set out. And this, essentially, it's kind of like marketing. It's how do you use your story or how do you market what you do in a way that helps build your organization to what you want it to be. Do you know what you're trying to achieve? Yeah, I just said that, eh? When telling your story, everything you share, everyone you share it with, should drive you towards your goals. So establishing what those goals are. I'll go back. Oh, hold up. I'll go back a little bit. And, like, you don't have to, I think of this in a little bit of a smaller sense. Like, you might have this long-term vision about where you want to go, but you also need to think, how far am I going to get in 12 months' time? And is the version of the story I tell now going to be different to the version of the story I tell next year and the version of the story I tell the year after? And it should. As your organization, as your concept grows, your story will grow and change as well. So don't try now to tell a story that's 10 years in the making, like 10 years down the road. Try now to tell the story that's going to get you 12 months ahead. Try now to explain or put into words where you want to be this time next year, because that's going to be really practical for you, and it's going to actually, you're probably going to get there by doing that. So start thinking about what your goals are right now. I'll show you this little, I'll skip through here. I took out some of the details, but this is one of the pieces that we've done with the Life Center Trust team, where on the left-hand side, they had already sorted out what their strategic 2018 targets were in those four areas that I spoke about earlier. Volunteers, initiatives, impact for initiatives, partnerships and investment. They already knew what they wanted to achieve, so that was cool. Goals were really there. Then we had to start looking at who are the people, and I'll go back a little bit on this one, who are the people that you specifically need to talk to or need to target your communication to in order for that to happen? So if one of your targets is to get 500 volunteers, who are the people within your town, within your community that you need to talk to in order to get those 500 volunteers? Can you write a list of them? Can you name some of them specifically? If one of your goals is to get $100,000 in funding, who are the kind of people that you want to get this funding from? Can you write a list of them? Can you name some of them specifically? And pretty quickly, you'll end up with a list of people that's not exhaustive. How many times I hear people say, when I ask them, who is it that you want to talk to? They're like, everyone. But everyone's not really going to work. At some stage, you need to decide, what do you want to achieve? And who are the people that are going to help you achieve that? Write them down, list them down. So next to each of them, we then had a look. So obviously, mobilizing volunteers, we're talking more about our congregation and the churches we partner with, like the Crockers and Christchurch. And then corporate partners that love to send, like Christmas Box, say Mercury, is it? Energy? Genesis? Which energy partner? They send anyway a whole lot of volunteers on the day that we pack Christmas boxes. And so that's a really cool corporate partner to talk to, and as well as community partners. So each of the different kind of areas have different target stakeholders. So it's really important for us. It doesn't have to be elaborate whatsoever. It can literally be like, I ran a program once that was, I was first starting out and trying social enterprises, and essentially we had a group of guys from the community, and we put it out there that would come and mow lawns and cut bushes and wash windows and stuff like that. And the coolest thing is that people that read the newspaper or people that just lived in the community were real, real keen to just give $50 to buy them some earmuffs and a Hi-Vis jacket or something like that. And so it doesn't have to be elaborate. It can be really simple, but it can also mean that your little bit of resource is really purposeful. So do that. Be as specific as possible. Write down their names. Have a look at, you know, the actual, even if there's a funder that you really want to target or there's a corporate person you really want to target, get in there. Like, be specific. And then what you can do is you'll end up with, like, kind of a few types, a few groups of people. Like, might be, like, rich sugar daddies over here and then, like, philanthropic funders over here and then, like, I don't know, old ladies over here that might need some help or something like that. You'll have a few different groups. And then you can start to target exactly what you say that makes it sound like music to that kind of person's ear. So we did that. We also, to take it one step further, we looked at what outcome we wanted to achieve. But it kind of aligns to your goals as well. I think one of the outcomes from memory was around having a really easy process for volunteers. One, the target is we want this many volunteers. These are the people we want to talk to, and the outcome we want is that they know exactly how to volunteer and sign up, and the process is really smooth. So you can have a look at that a little bit as well. But I'm going to give you guys, again, another 5 minutes. Use on the front page, there's a bit called goals. And I want you to just write down, you might already have them, like, this is not about rethinking stuff you've already done. It's about using what you've done and moving you towards that. So write down some of your goals. And then write down next to them who some of those key people are that you want to target over the next, try 12 months, 12 to 18 months. Cool? 5 minutes on that. I was thinking about KFC. Thank you.
Everybody needs a little room to make mistakes. You don't have to be so perfect, you can go at your own pace. Just show me the real you so that I can feel you. I promise I won't let you down. Just show me the real you so that I can feel you. I promise I won't let you down. Let me carry you home. Let me carry you home.
All right, great work, guys. Let's start to bring your focus back in again. It's really cool to see everyone really engaging in this. It's awesome. Hopefully it's helpful. Was that a good exercise? Was it easy, hard? Thanks, bro. Thanks. All right, final one. One more exercise. You got one more exercise in you? Yeah, we can do this. We know how to work hard, eh? So number three is what's your message? So clarify what it is you're doing. Figure out what your goals are and who's going to help you get there. And then really, if you boil it all down, what's the one thing you really want to say? Like if you have one shot with this one person to get this one outcome, what's the one thing that you want to say? It might be slightly different for each group of people, but being able to bring it right back to the core of what it is that you're trying to say to them, what you want them to catch from what you're doing, and what you want them to understand that you want from them, what is it that you want to say? And this might take a little bit of time. And I'd really encourage you as well to practice the message on people and find out, like it's nothing like explaining your idea to someone and they look at you like, what? You know you got some work to do if that's what happens. So what do we got here? So looking at your list of people, I like to use the term value a lot. I've learned that the term value is really important when it comes to business and when you're offering something that you want people to pay for, there has to be some value there that matches the money. And I think the similar kind of concept works with when we work within the community, whether we're offering value to the people we serve or we're offering value to the people that we want to help us achieve our goals. So have a think with the list of people in mind, what do you have first and foremost before you look at them? What do you have that's of value to them? Once you figure that out, I think you already know what they have that's of value to you. I'd say most of the time it's money. It's not always, though. It might be access to facilities, resources, people, whatever. And then this part's really important. What action do you want them to take after they hear your story? And the people that are prepared with that, like you've engaged them, you know, they heard what you do. That's really cool. You've given them their message and they're kind of on board and then they're like, cool, so what do you want from me? And you're like, whatever you can give me. Like, that's cool and that's humble and it's nice, but man, in the real world, if you can be really specific, especially in the business, corporate sector, like tell them what you want and be upfront about it and don't like shrink back. Because investors actually are used to investing. Funders are used to funding. They want to know what you want, and if you know what you want, they're more likely to back you because you've thought it through properly. So what action do you want them to take after they've heard your story? And this is a cool concept about eyeballs. So looking at your list of people, where do they focus their attention? Where are their eyeballs placed most of the time? And today's day and age, you're most likely to say they're stuck on their phones. And that's true of most people these days. So with that in mind, what then is the best way to get your story in front of them? And how do you then stand out amongst the noise of information that's out there? I'll give you a pretty cool example. I was helping an organisation who wanted to market their product to school administrators and people that run like boards of directors and stuff like that. So school administrators, ladies that sit at the desk, sorry, not just ladies, people that sit at the desk, do the admin stuff at school, and people that run boards and stuff. And they had already fixated this idea that they were going to reach these people through Facebook. Yeah, some people get the weirdness behind that. But in all reality, if you have a think about how these people do their business, they generally do their business via email. And so why not target your story through email as the channel that you go through? So have a real good think about If it's young people, then social media is like a no-brainer. And a lot of people, social media is a good way. But have a really good think about what are the ways that you can actually get your message across to people if you don't have the opportunity to go face-to-face with them. And this, like, as a bit of an example, one of the projects that I work on is called the Peter Collective. And though this is not the logo for Peter Collective, this is the mantra for Peter Collective, because the idea behind it is that by working together, we will achieve more for our community. The community that it's located in has over 400 not-for-profit charitable organisations registered in that one community. So collaboration is the thing that's missing. So what we ended up doing is we ended up making this little slogan, and we're plastering it wherever we can. One of the ways we do that is with stickers, which is on a laptop there, and it's really cool now to go into random places and see people with that sticker, because it's starting to make connections and people are recognising it and seeing it as a bit of an idea and a brand. And that's a real, I just wanted to put that up there because it's a real different way to think about how, like, what are you trying to achieve? What's the goal here? Where are those people's eyeballs and how are we going to reach them? So, yeah, I want you to think a little bit differently outside of that. Don't always go to the same old thing. The same old thing works sometimes, but in today's day and age with digital, the way that people are interacting with each other, there's so many opportunities for us. So just diving a bit more in on the action bit. So looking at your list of people, is there already a process that they can follow? If you're going down to the local, local dairy and asking them to sponsor some product for something that you're doing next week, and they're like, sweet, we'll do that. How are we going to make it work? And then you're like, well, I don't know. Probably good to have a little bit of an idea. So, or if you want someone to email you, like you want to make up this big email database, do you have an email address? Do you have a way that you can follow through? And they can be really, really simple things, but having a little bit of thought on what the action, like preconceive now and declare in faith that the response that they have is the response you want, and prepare yourself for it, whatever that may look like. So do you have a process to follow? Do you have a process for them to follow? And how can you make that as simple as possible? No one likes complications. So that was really, in a nutshell, one last exercise. Use the, I'll probably say on the last page, there's one called messaging pillars on the top right. So you can chuck your audience in there. So remember we talked about clarifying your message and then having where you're going to find them and having an action for them to respond to. So you can use that one, or you can use on the front, there's a messaging pillars bit as well. So on the left-hand side, just chuck your groups of people you've already identified. That's who your target audience is, whether that's your funders or whoever. Then chuck down some of your key messages. If you could say one thing to them, what is the thing you want that you want to say? And then how are you going to reach them? What is the channel that you're going to reach them on? So just chuck that down there, have a look. Don't worry, you don't have to be right the first time. It's about getting yourself thinking really specifically and strategically about that. So I'll give you 5 more minutes on that one. Go for it.
Make up our own minds. We've got our whole lives. Let's see and decide. And I will still be here, stargazing. I still look up for love. Stars don't disappear, they keep blazing, even when the night is over. Stargazing, I still look up for love. Stars don't disappear, they keep blazing, even when the night is over. That's how I find love. That's how I find love.
shoulder. Someone take me home.
You guys have been killing it over here. Okay, it's only been 3 minutes, but I think we're going to wrap it up a little bit sooner. Because I can see some people are fading. Sorry, I just ate a mint. We'll cancel that. Was that one all right? Was it a little bit too much in one go? Value, eyeballs, action. Cool. Then you'll see on the front, actually it's gone onto the second page, there's a little bit in the bottom right called plan. And that's kind of when you've figured everything out, who you want to talk to, how you want to talk to them, what you want to ask them for, how they're going to respond. That's kind of a place to put a little bit of a plan in place. Alluding back to what I said to before, though, it's really important when you make a plan that you make it realistic for what you have. Realistic for the resources that you have, the time that you have, the goal that you have. We just had a quick chat down here about how hard it can be to make time to do stuff like this. Make time to think strategically, make time to have the team sit down and battle some of these ideas out, because it doesn't just flow off your head. So you really want to make sure that the resource that, or the plan that you make is relevant to the resource that you have. If you don't have tens of thousands of dollars to advertise, then obviously you're not going to go get billboards and, you know, ads on the back of the bus or whatever. But so just be realistic and chuck a bit of a plan, but have a plan. Decide where you're going to focus your energy and resources. Like I said before, what you do this year might be different to what you do next year to the year after, so you can take your time in that as well and think, well, this first year, if we can just do this, this, and this, that'll be cool, because then next year we can build on that, and over time we'll achieve all of it. And then just take it one step at a time. All too often I see community organisations and people working in community want to achieve the end goal immediately, and there's this restlessness and this just heartache and passion that goes into thinking that you have to be at a certain stage by a certain time. And the same can happen when it comes to telling your story as well. And so I think give yourself permission to take it one step at a time too, and don't put pressure on yourself to be at year five when you're at year one. So I think when you can be secure in where you are as an organisation, it really comes across really well, and you'll probably get some better outcomes too. So just a little bit there. I thought I'd chuck up a couple of tools that I share with people about creating visual content. A lot of what we do is all about digital content, stuff for social media, Facebook, YouTube, whatever. So canva.com, if you haven't used it, get it. It works really well on your computer, and there's an app on your phone. You can design all sorts of really, really cool, well-designed pieces of content using that. Free as. iPhone users, there's some really cool photography tips just on the Apple website. These are all, actually, I'm an iPhone user, so sorry if you're not, but there's a couple of video editing apps that are iPhone, I don't know what we're laughing at, iMovie and Adobe Premiere Clip, real simple to edit videos as well. If you have a play in it, or get your kids or your youth ministry or whatever to play in it, I'm sure they'll come up with some stuff. Honestly, the tools that you need for communication today, it's all there in your phone, so just chuck those in as a little bonus. We're at the end. If you want to get in touch with me, please feel free to get in touch with me at any time. I'll try my best to help you out in any way. So that's all from me this afternoon. I hope that was helpful. I feel free to take that and share it. Thanks. Here you go, Nick.
Great session, Muns. Thanks so much for that. Like, just the practical takeaway. I just love the fact that it's like a really great journey today. You know, we hear how we can be inspired, what we can do about it, but then actually putting it into practice. I encourage you, take it home. If you've got like a spare one on your table, take it home. We've got plenty of blank ones. If you do need some, we've got a few extras up the back as well. So if you scrawled all over it and like, I'd like to go again, please feel free to do that, which will be great. Just a couple of reminders before we go. Tomorrow, lunch here. So what we want to do is, as soon as the morning session finishes, head straight to the shuttle location, jump on the shuttle, get over here as quick as you can. Lunch is going to be here. Tell everyone who you know should be in Community Masterclass tomorrow. I want to pack this place out and make it such a great afternoon together. 12 o'clock, the shuttles are going to leave, or straight after the session, whatever time it finishes. So make a beeline for that. Tonight starts at 6 p.m., so by the time we get back there, hang out at the local, grab a bite to eat, and the session is going to be with Pastor Chris Hodges, which is going to be phenomenal. I can't wait for that. And then just to let you know, we've got one bus doing a big circuit, so it's going to come back. It'll do a couple of round trips, but we'd love for all the parents who are in the room who have to go pick up their kids, please make your way to the front and get onto the bus first. And the rest of us, we can hang out for a little longer. Hopefully there's a couple of cookies out there. But can we thank all our speakers tonight, today as well? Once again, brilliant.